lipid levels by raising triglycerides and decreasing HDL, i.e. good cholesterol. Still, there has been quite a rash of obesity in this country in the last 10 to 20 years, and obesity increases the risk of cardiovascular disease. Does that answer your question, Liz?
I can't remember what my question was.
I can't seem to recall it myself.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Can I have a milkshake?
Certainly.
On second thought, I'll skip it.
You are not going to believe this.
Believe what?
Where's Whit?
In the kitchen.
Whit, come here! You have got to see this!
What is it, Connie?
Look at this book they're selling at the Electric Palace.
The Real America, a Short Story Collection.
And look at one of the stories.
Tales of a Small Town Thug.
By Rusty Gordon?
Yep, I remember him. He was with the Bones of Wrath. Didn't he move away?
Yeah, but now he's written this sleazy story.
What's the story about?
What's it about? It's about us!
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Odyssey. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventures in Odyssey.
At least he didn't use our real names.
Well, that's hardly comforting. He calls one of his characters Rugene Reltzner. Now, I'm fairly certain Odyssey residents will be able to crack this code.
Yeah, the Scooby-Doo code.
Well, he doesn't seem to care if people figure it out.
He calls me the slave driver.
What?
Listen, Laws Hurton doesn't really have any friends. They're more like employees. She only likes people who she can boss around. What?
What is this? The award for most likely to be serving ice cream at the age of 85, still with no boyfriend, Candy Connell.
And what does this mean? Rugene is an intellectual sauna.
Full of hot air.
And what, pray tell, is the meaning behind this phrase? Most of the time, when he talks, he's the only one listening. But he does have a very captive audience in himself.
Oh, I'm surprised any of you care about this. Why does it matter what Rusty says about you?
He even makes fun of you, Whit.
Where?
He makes fun of your clothes. Says you wear pants from the 1950s.
Oh, I like my pants. They're comfortable. Is there something wrong with them?
Look, it makes no difference, Whit. You're right. We shouldn't pay any attention to anything he says. I'm just mad there's something like this out there, making Odyssey seem like a bunch of losers.
Do you guys think I boss people around?
Oh, it's all baloney, Liz. I should just throw this thing in the trash.
Well, actually, I'd like to peruse a few more pages.
Yeah, me too.
Well, be my guest.
Irrelevant facts drop from his mouth like drool from a Saint Bernard? His metaphors are both inaccurate and repulsive. Blew them.
What are you doing, Eugene?
Examining the help wanted section.
You're looking for a job? I thought Hand Up was going well.
Oh, it is. I'm merely looking for the jobs in which Hand Up could volunteer. Mr. Whitaker, do you agree at all with Mr. Gordon's assessment of me?
Oh, Eugene...
I understand that Rusty's resume of objectivity and respect for truth is not terribly impressive, but I feel that there may have been a grain of truth to his writing.
Now, Eugene...
Would you mind not avoiding the question, Mr. Whitaker? Am I an intellectual know-it-all?
Well, Eugene, you have a lot of knowledge to share, and you do tend to share it when the opportunity presents itself.
But my question is, do I do it unnecessarily?
Well, if you're asking if you sometimes give us information that we don't ask for, then I would have to say yes.
You're right. And I fear that this may signal something deeper. An arrogance to my actions. A desire to... show off, as Mr. Gordon says. You know, Mr. Whitaker, I've taken stock of all of the jobs that I've acquired as part of Hand Up so far, and there is a disturbing pattern.
What pattern?
Almost all of them lead to me receiving unnecessary credit for the job. Perhaps instead of fulfilling roles that laud my abilities, I should concentrate my attention on something that will humble me.
There's nothing wrong with that. What did you have in mind?
Well, that's precisely why I've been studying the classifieds. For a volunteer position that does the opposite of exalting me for my accomplishments.
Yeah, I see. Like what?
Well, there are a few here that may serve the purpose. A temporary kitchen help at Pete's Gas and Chow.
Oh, there wouldn't be too much glory in that.
Although I'm not certain if I could be of much help creating chow.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Eugene, I might know of something.
What?
A man at my church works as a janitor at the Odyssey Middle School. Now, he's having surgery this week and he won't be in. Mm. I bet they could use some extra help.
Yes. Janitors work after hours. Their service oftentimes goes unnoticed.
Uh-huh.
And yet the job is pivotal for the health and well-being of the students.
It certainly is.
Mr. Whitaker, I believe that's the answer. I, Eugene Meltzner, shall become a janitor. I had no idea emptying garbage cans could be so exhilarating.
I'm not that good at speaking in front of people. I'm better than I used to be, but I...
Trent, you don't have to speak if you don't want to. Mandy could do it. Right, Mandy?
I guess.
Oh, Eugene. Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Horton. Am I in the wrong place?
No, we're just practicing for a debate for speech class. What are you doing?
Eradicating the hardened chewing gum from the underside of this desk.
You seem to be enjoying it.
Immensely.
Do you mind if we meet in here?
Oh, not at all. Well, I'll just be over here.
All right. Okay.
Well?
Well, what?
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. What should we do, Trent?
Oh, aren't you leading this discussion?
Why? Who made me the boss?
You did.
What?
Yeah. When we signed up for this debate, Mr. Casper asked us who's gonna head up our team. You volunteered.
Oh. Well, just because I'm heading up the team doesn't mean I have to make all the decisions. Okay?
I guess.
So, let's take a vote. Who thinks we should discuss the debate topic? Say aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Let's discuss the debate topic.
Which is?
We've been given space exploration.
Excellent.
The other team is going to take the side that it's a waste of tax money, while we're supposed to take the side that space exploration is important.
I know a little bit about it, but we should probably do some research, right?
Who votes we do research?
Aye.
Unanimous again. Would anyone like to handle the research?
Well, Mandy is great at research.
Who votes Mandy does it?
Aye.
You've got the votes, Mandy. We'll need everything you can get on the history of the space program. How much money goes into it, facts, dates, that sort of thing. We have to somehow prove that the benefits of being in space outweigh the cost. And that's gonna be tough, because I can't think of very many advantages to being in space.
What?
Eugene, did you say something?
No.
Do you have an opinion?
Oh, of course not. I'm just, doing janitorial work.
All right.
And loving it.
Okay. Well, other than satisfying our curiosity of what's out there, I don't see any other reason for all this money going into the space program. are you okay?
Oh, yes, I'm fine. It's just that I overheard and, actually these shells need dusting.
Who votes that Eugene tells us his opinion?
Aye.
It's 3-0, Eugene.
Well, if you insist, could you hold my dustpan, Liz?
Sure.
The space program offers us a glimpse into a frontier yet to be conquered. It is the greatest example of the ingenuity and unstoppable nature of the human spirit. Space exploration has opened up avenues for the greater understanding of communications, weather, ecological systems, and pollution control.
This is amazing.
Yeah, keep going.
I shouldn't really.
Why not?
Well, I need to scrape the dried peanut butter off the heating unit.
Oh, I'll do it later. Go ahead, Eugene.
Well, I suppose I could, kind of give you a push in the right direction.
Yeah, come on.
All right. The exploration of space also opens up opportunities in intelligence surveillance, international diplomacy, not to mention the possibility of colonization. In the annals of history, when history is written, we shall look back.
possibly above all others, we should explore space because a society that ceases to explore ceases to reach higher, ceases to learn and achieve and grow strong. The day our country decides to be satisfied with life as we know it is the day that we are conquered, not by others, but by ourselves. This is not the country I have come to love, the country I call the United States of America!
Wow! That's amazing!
Brilliant! That was so inspiring!
I'm sorry. Oh, thank you. No need to clap for me. I was just, oops. I should clean.
Well, you have to come back tomorrow.
Well, it depends on my work schedule.
Who votes that Eugene comes back tomorrow?
Aye.
Well, it's unanimous.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, but if you'll excuse me.
But, all right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. I've decided to be an astronaut or a janitor.
And finally, Mr. Gordon, your book is Irresponsible Garbage. Garbage that smells like it's been sitting by the curb for 3 weeks while the sanitation department is on strike. Garbage that makes the Odyssey sewage plant smell like fresh potpourri.
Connie.
In short, your story stinks. Signed, Connie Kendall, Odyssey resident. So, what do you think, Whit?
Very descriptive. I could almost smell it myself.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. I'm sending it to the newspaper as a letter to the editor. Do you think it makes my point?
Oh, it makes a point. Although I'm not sure it's going to do any good.
Why not?
It seems to me that this is exactly what Rusty wants. He wants to strike a nerve, stir up some controversy. He probably thinks it'll sell more books.
Well, I sure don't want to help him sell books. But I have to do something. I'm so mad.
Well, it's not going to do any good to just get mad at things like this, Connie, if it bothers us that much. We need to provide a well-thought-out alternative viewpoint.
You mean like another book? One that tells people what Odyssey is really like?
Well, I hadn't considered that, but I suppose it's a possibility.
Eugene!
Oh, hello, Miss Kendall. Greetings, Miss Whitaker. Excellent choice of pants.
Oh, thanks for noticing. How was your janitorial work?
Oh, it was, invigorating.
Which part? Cleaning the toilets or getting a standing ovation?
Oh, you heard.
Liz told us what happened.
Yes, it didn't turn out the way I'd anticipated. I didn't mean to inspire applause.
I guess you're just too impressive, Eugene.
The janitor king.
Oh, please don't make it worse. Mr. Gordon was right. I'm simply incapable of shying away from the proverbial spotlight.
Ah, don't worry about it. You were just helping the kids.
That's the way it started out, yes. But I must say, I believe I was more exhilarated to be the center of attention than to be the supplier of knowledge.
Well, if you're that concerned about stealing the spotlight, then just don't do it.
I wish it were that easy.
Oh, I think it is. Just be quiet. Get out of the way and try not to defuse any nuclear bombs while you're there.
Yes. Be quiet. The debate team shan't know I'm even there tomorrow night.
You're working again tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, why don't you just clean a different room?
Good idea. I'll start with the bathrooms. Thank you both. Farewell.
He'll probably fall in the toilet and get a purple heart.
Shouldn't we go ahead and get started?
Well, where's Mandy? She was supposed to come with all the research.
Oh, yeah. I talked to her at lunch. She told me to tell you that she's not going to be able to do the research.
What? Why?
I don't know. We could call her and find out.
Well, I don't want to push her. It's not like I'm her mother or anything. Let's just get started. All right. Last week, we chose our assignments. This is what we came up with. Trent, according to my list, you're bringing snacks.
Check.
Mandy's doing nothing, and I'm doing, let's see, the index cards, the visual aids, the fact check, the multimedia presentation, and, of course, the speech.
Yeah, I'm sorry I can't help more. I just have so much homework this week. I'm not even sure I can bring the snacks.
That's okay. Eugene, you're just the man we need.
Uh-oh, I didn't mean to interrupt. Why are you in here?
We had to switch rooms.
Oh.
Come on.
I have to clean the locker room right now.
Eugene, we haven't been able to do any factual research. We need your help.
No, I have to go.
No!
Farewell!
We don't have the hard information to justify the use of tax money for the space program when it can be used to end poverty in America as we know it!
It's simple, Miss Horton. Less than 1% is spent on space, while over 30% is spent on government welfare programs for the poor. Even if you eliminated the space program altogether, the poor would only receive 3 cents on the dollar per person of that money. This is hardly going to end poverty as we know it. And, economically speaking, the underwriting of the space program is a long-term answer instead of a short-term fix. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got urinals to scrub!
Wow!
Amazing.
That was unbelievable.
Tutor me.
Okay, just ask the question nicely. Don't be bossy.
Hello?
Mandy?
Hi, Liz.
I just was curious why you didn't make it to debate practice today, and why you can't help out more.
Oh, I don't have time.
We were kind of counting on you.
I'm sorry, but it's extra credit anyway. I mean, I don't really need it.
But I do, and Trent does.
Well, I guess you'll have to do it without me.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, what was that all about, Liz?
Mandy, she's in our debate group for speech class, and she backed out for no reason.
Uh-huh.
And since Trent is too busy, I've ended up volunteering to do everything.
Are you leading the group?
Yes.
Well, then why didn't you tell them to do something? It's not fair for you to have to do it all.
I know, but I didn't want to be too pushy.
Too pushy? Whoa. Because of what Rusty Gordon said in his book?
Maybe.
And you're okay with Rusty giving you life advice?
No.
Hmm.
You're right. Why should I care what Rusty says?
Oh, it's natural to respond to criticism that way, Liz. In fact, I would even say it's not altogether wrong to respond that way.
What do you mean?
Well, there are two things you can do with criticism from people that you don't respect. You could do what Eugene did.
Be a janitor?
Well, he looked for a grain of truth. He asked people he did trust if there was something he needed to work on. Now, even if Rusty was being mean-spirited, he may just be saying something that can help you become a better person. And the second thing you can do is what Connie did.
Rip my hair out?
No, she just considered the source, asked people she trusted, and then decided the criticism was simply wrong. And she thought of ways to respond to it.
Okay.
But, you know, the main thing you can't do is simply accept the criticism and change your life based on it without asking other sources of counsel.
You mean like you?
Well, maybe, but I was thinking the best source would be God. God's given you special talents and abilities. I know you pretty well, Liz, and I think one of those talents is being a leader. You can motivate people and inspire them. And sometimes that means telling them what they need to do.
Including Mandy.
That's right.
She does need a good kick in the pants.
That's my Liz.
Very well. If the basement furnace room is where I have to go to escape recognition, then that is where I shall go. Oh, my, this place does need a good cleaning. Wait a minute. What's that smell?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Turner Ward, Odyssey Times reporter. Are you the man who reported the gas leak in the basement of the Odyssey Middle School?
Yes.
Well, tell me, how does it feel to save possibly hundreds of lives?
Oh, great. Just great.
Liz?
Hi, Mandy. Can I come in?
Sure, of course. Come in.
Are you okay?
Sure.
I mean, are you sick or something?
No.
Did something bad happen at school?
Nothing.
Then why have you been acting so weird?
I'm sorry, I've just been really busy lately.
You've never been too busy for extra credit.
Well, I am now.
I'm worried about you. You've been different lately.
How?
Well, you've been distant. You seem tired and... Well, I never thought I'd say this, but... Mandy, you're being selfish.
What do you mean?
You said you'd help with our project, and you need to live up to your responsibility. I'm sorry I'm being so bossy, but God made me that way, and I've decided to use that talent.
The talent for being bossy?
Well, hopefully I can turn that into being a good leader.
Didn't you get enough answers from Eugene?
He was great, but we need more. We need recent sources and numbers and facts.
What about Trent?
I've already talked to Trent. He's got enough to do. But it's you I want doing our research anyway. And you said you would.
You're right. I did say that.
So you'll do it?
Yeah.
Thanks. Are you sure you're okay?
I'm fine.
All right.
Do you enjoy scolding me?
It's kind of fun, yeah. I guess God gave me that gift too.
You are pretty good at it.
I'm the Mozart of chewing people out.
So you got an A?
Yep.
Good job.
Yeah.
Mandy's research was incredible, and Trent made some really nice visual aids.
Oh, it sounds like the team really came together.
Yeah. Took us a while, but we did it.
Oh, hey, Eugene.
Hello, Miss Horton, Miss Kendall. Mr. Whitaker.
I know, he went back to the old pants.
Indeed.
What?
Eugene, I wanted to ask you about yesterday.
I'd rather not talk about it. My experiment was an utter failure.
Oh, why?
I seem to have an innate desire for a proverbial pat on the back, and I cannot escape it.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. I wanted to find out about this article in the paper today. Listen, Odyssey Middle School was saved yesterday by an alert janitor at work in the furnace room. Fire Chief Emmett Bowers said that a gas leak could have led to an explosion, but luckily, Odyssey Middle School janitor Gene Malston was there to prevent the possible disaster.
What? Who did they say?
Gene Malston. Do you know him? Was he there when you were cleaning yesterday?
Oh, well, actually, that's a misprinted job. Yes, Gene. I do know him. Fine man. Salt of the earth. Deserves all the accolades he can get.
Well, he sure does. He's a hero.
That's right. You see, this town has so many heroes.
Hmm.
People who you'd never think of.
Mm-hmm.
Rusty was just plain wrong.
Hmm.
And I should do something about that.
What are you talking about, honey?
Oh, nothing. I'm going to the back.
All right. So, Eugene, was janitorial work as stimulating as you expected?
Well, the labor itself was most gratifying.
Oh, well, do you think you're going to go back to it again?
Perhaps, Mr. Whitaker. Although the regular janitor is returning on Monday, so...
Paper. Paper, paper, where's...
Odyssey deserves the truth. Let's see. Tales of a Small Town Soda Jerk by Connie Kendall. Yeah, I think that's a good beginning.
So, Connie's writing a book about Odyssey. This could be very interesting, don't you think? Proverbs 14:15 says, "A simple man believes anything, but a wise man gives thoughts to his steps." It's not easy to listen to criticism, but sometimes it can be helpful. Always be very careful about who you listen to, and make sure that you seek God for the wisdom to change, or not change. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Tales of a Small Town Thug was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Nathan Jones, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Lauren Schaffel, Aria Curzon, and Corey Padnos, with Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.